Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, do dogs have a perception of time? And we'll get some tips on dog walking, okay? So we'll start with something from PetWise. Amira Mills tells us about how if dogs have a perception of time. She says when dog owners are absent for a considerable number of hours, many people wonder, do dogs have a sense of time? For example, if we have a look at a dog's perception of time, are dogs aware of this prolonged absence? A dog's concept of time can be directly related to a dog's memory. In addition, many studies show that dogs read time through smell. And if we look at this aspect, we can conclude that, yes, dogs do have a perception of time. If you want to learn more about a dog's perception of time, you've come to the right place. In this article, we are going to discuss, with the help of available data, whether or not dogs have a notion of time. We will also be discussing the difference between human time and dog time. Do dogs understand time? Counting time by seconds, minutes, hours, or in weeks, months, and years is an alien concept for our dogs. The reason for this is that time itself, or the varied measurements of time, was invented by humans. However, this does not mean that dogs live without the concept of time. All living organisms are ruled by their own circadian rhythms. If you're wondering, can dogs tell time? The direct answer is no. They cannot tell time, but dogs can sense time. Circadian rhythms in dogs. Circadian rhythm is a biological process made up of daily activities based on the internal schedules of living beings. Thus, if we observe our dog, we will see that they often repeat the same routines. These routines include sleep and feeding schedules and performed activities. Therefore, we can conclude that dogs do in fact have a sense of time, their own time. This dog time does, however, also relate to their owners. Often you may notice that when you arrive home, your dog is already waiting for you at the door. But is this because of your schedule or theirs? It's important to note that a dog's perception of time differs from that of humans. According to psychologist William Roberts, dogs sense time due to external elements. For example, have you ever noticed that when your dog hears the sound of its collar being held, it suddenly jumps up, ready for a walk? Many people believe that dogs have a sense of time because they seem to understand the concept that we are leaving or arriving home. However, is this due to the verbal language that we as humans present? We as humans place large importance on language. We prioritize communication through words, and therefore we tend to forget the power of nonverbal communication. It's important to know that our dogs, in fact, collect and interpret these nonverbal signs. Using their senses, they are able to relate to their environment, humans, and other animals. Routines shared with our dogs. By the simple repeated actions of waking up, brushing our teeth, and getting dressed, our dogs can comprehend that we are going to leave home. They have seen this routine plenty of times before and can therefore understand what it leads to. But how does this then explain the fact that they know when we are going to return home? A dog's concept of time, separation anxiety. Separation anxiety is a behavioral disorder that some dogs manifest when they are alone. These dogs may cry, bark, howl, or act destructively when their caregivers are absent. Professionals who treat canine behavior, such as ethologists, can set schedules in which a dog can progressively get used to spending more time alone. Some dogs suffer from this anxiety from the minute their owner leaves the door, while others will only show signs of anxiety symptoms after some hours. If our dogs can follow scheduled training or get sadder with the extension of time, surely we can conclude that they can understand the idea that time passes. A dog's concept of time, smell. This is an interesting one. We as humans base the majority of our communication on spoken language. Dogs, however, do this through their senses. It is through these senses that dogs can interpret nonverbal information that we present. But if a dog doesn't have a watch, how could they possibly understand when we are going to come home? The answer is this: smell. Dogs can, in fact, tell time with their noses. Did you know that a dog's sense of smell is 40 times greater than the human sense of smell? An experiment was carried out in which scientists wanted to clarify the connection between time and smell in dogs. It was concluded that the absence of an owner in a house meant that the smell of the environment would gradually change. The longer time passed, the weaker the smell of a dog's owner would be. When this smell reached its weakest point through repetition, a dog would know that this was roughly the time when their owner would come home. Thus, the sense of smell, supplemented by circadian rhythms, daily hormonal changes, body temperature, and neuromovements, and established routines, allows us to consider that dogs are aware of the passing of time. In addition, a dog's sense of smell can tell them when someone or something is coming, even if they can't see it, as they can smell it before it enters their space. The smell of a room also helps a dog perceive time. As morning moves to midday to night, we see a movement from colder back to hotter air, back to colder air. This sense of smell can help a dog perceive what time of day it is. This dog internal clock can also tell us a lot about a dog's memory. Some studies show that dogs, like humans, have the power of episodic memory. Others, however, argue that a dog cannot think back to a specific time and learn instead through association and smell. There is proof, however, that dogs have long associative memory. For example, they will associate your deep voice with scolding. Either way, there is no definitive answer to whether a dog has one type of memory or another, but the concepts in themselves do help to give us a better understanding when discussing whether or not dogs can tell time. Now, what is the best time of day to walk your dog? This is from Animal Wise and written by Graham Harper. Going for a walk is undoubtedly the best time of day for your dog. In addition to taking care of their business, dog walks also allow them to feel stimulated and socialize with other dogs and more people. Choosing schedules well is essential to ensure that you both have a quality walk and that their day-to-day life is as good as it can be. In this article, we will explain what is the best time of day to walk your dog, but also offer exclusive advice so that your dog enjoys walks like they never had before. To start with, it is important to note that dog walks must always be done at the same time, i.e., a very regular schedule must be followed to allow them to anticipate that they will go out on the street. Although this may not seem relevant, the truth is that dogs are creatures of habit, so being able to anticipate will help them to be more balanced. In addition to following a set schedule, the frequency of the walks can vary from one dog to another. Some breeds, such as the Border Collie, will need between 2 and 4 walks a day, but others, such as the Pug, or, for example, a very old dog, will be content with 2. It is not always easy to know how many times to take a dog for a walk, but factors such as their age or level of energy that we observe can help us. Now, we will explain what is the best time to walk a dog and what is more convenient to do in each of the schedules. First, morning. During the morning, the dog should be able to enjoy the longest walk of the day, which should last between 30 minutes and 1 hour, depending on the energy of the dog. The ideal is to take this walk very soon or after the opening hours of offices, when the street is not very busy. It's the perfect time to take them to a park, to the beach, or simply to the nearest dog park. It's important to emphasize that in the morning, their senses are especially sensitive, so allowing them to sniff all they want is good if we want our dog to relax and relieve their stress. You could also do searching activities outdoors or play games of smell at home. Next is noontime. At this time of day, especially in summer, we must be alert since it is warmer. Brachycephalic dogs, pugs, bulldogs, or boxers, and older dogs could suffer a heat stroke if the walk is too long. So we recommend taking short walks in the shade where they simply can do their business, sniff a little, and socialize. This walk should be between 10 and 15 minutes. Next is the afternoon. Many people often choose the afternoon to take their dogs for exercise and or long walks. Although it is not always the best option, at this time of day, big cities are congested by traffic and noise, which causes a dog's stress levels to rise, and they cannot relax and enjoy the walk as they would at other times of the day. If we do not have the option of taking our dog to a quiet area where we can enjoy about 30 or 60 minutes of walking, it is best to take a short and simple walk, lasting about 15 to 30 minutes at most, in which socializing, playing, and being active is the main objective. And the nighttime. Finally, the night is usually a quiet time, so it is the right time to favor your dog's relaxation before going to sleep. We recommend taking a very calm, quiet stroll in which the dog can sniff everything they want to without any hurry. Remember that the hours to walk a dog can vary greatly if you live in a city or the countryside. The important thing is to look at the needs of your dog and adapt the walking schedule so that they can remain proper well-being, so that they can maintain proper well-being, taking into account the indications above. Common concerns on walking dogs. We offer a summary of the most frequent questions about dog walking. First is, how many times do we have to take a dog for a walk? As we have explained before, there is no precise schedule for each breed or age. We must experiment according to the needs of our dog, yet each dog should enjoy a minimum of 2 walks a day to be happy. At what age should we first take a dog for a walk? The first walk for a puppy must be fixed by the veterinarian, who will give us the approval once the puppy receives their first vaccinations. Can my dog get sick if they get too close to urine and feces? In principle, if the dog is correctly vaccinated, you need not fear. Although, as with people, vaccination is not always 100% effective. What is important is that we never scold a dog for sniffing stools, because it is something instinctive and a behavior that helps them to better understand their environment and the dogs that live in it. How to walk your dog without pulling. If your dog has not learned how to walk properly, it will be best to teach them using an anti-pull harness. Where can I take my dog for a walk? In big cities, there are designated places or dog parks. However, if you can take your dog for a walk in the mountains, much better. What happens if I do not take my dog for a walk? Apart from hygiene problems, not walking your dog will promote sedentary lifestyle and, as a consequence, obesity. It will also lower physical and mental stimulation, and their socialization will be diminished, which results in a possible occurrence of behavioral problems. And should I walk my dog before or after meals? Without doubt, the best option is to do it before eating, because a very active stroll with a full stomach could cause gastric torsion, twisting of the stomach, a serious and fatal health problem in many cases. And here's some more about dog walking. From Josie F. Turner, do I have to walk my dog if I have a garden or a yard? Good question. She says there is a widespread idea that suggests having a large garden or a large yard is sufficient for dog to exercise. Sadly, for many dogs living in gardens, this is a myth. In fact, most dogs living in apartments are generally more active and physically fit than those living in homes with yards. This happens simply because the owners are obliged to go out for walks 2 or 3 times a day in the apartments. Animal Wise wants to explain why a dog that has a garden needs to go for walks too. Physical, mental, and social needs. Dogs, like any living thing, need motivation to exercise. They need to walk around outside to urinate and socialize with dogs. These activities motivate the dog and stimulate them. In contrast, dogs living in garden homes often spend more time lying around than playing, walking, or running. The only exception, of course, are puppies, which play most of the time. On the other hand, it is true that dogs that live with other dogs have more opportunities and motivations to play and exercise, but still, in many cases, this is insufficient. As our dear canine companions do not need to earn a living and work their fingers to the bone like humans, so they are not forced to exercise every day. The comfort with which they live is a risk to their health, and currently there is already a large proportion of obese dogs in developed countries. Exactly like humans, dogs can also have a sedentary lifestyle. Why does this myth exist? When a dog discovers a new garden, they act with much enthusiasm. They will search every corner, sniff around, and mark their territory. It is usual then to consider that the dog has had enough movement. However, after a short time, the dog stops feeling stimulated by that environment, which causes boredom and lack of motivation. Furthermore, if the dog does not have access to the indoors and is alone, we are subconsciously encouraging the appearance of some behavior problems. This fact may also confuse us. When people go out into the garden or when the dog is allowed to, they react with such enthusiasm, jumps on his human relatives, runs around, barks, etc. This suggests that they are happy and in shape. What we do not see, however, is that what the dog does the rest of the time. Once the initial enthusiasm of going out into the garden passes, most dogs go to rest. Many of them even spend most of the day sleeping. The benefits of combining garden and daily walks. So, even if you have a big garden, make sure your dog gets enough exercise. Daily walks are very important since, in addition to exercising the dog, we keep their cardiopulmonary system in good condition and socialize with other dogs and people. This stimulates them and helps avoid boredom. The ideal is to do between 1 and 2 walks a day if you have a garden, but may vary if the dog is especially active, such as the border collie, as we've said before. Do not forget training. Intelligence games do not provide the same physical exercise as walks, but the mental exercise that it provides is fundamental for any dog and helps burn surplus energies. Sometimes it is true that the garden may be necessary if you have a very large or very active dog, but still a garden is not enough. You can supplement walks with some intense play time in the garden, but always remember that in the long run, this does not replace the walks that dogs need. If your dog lives in a house with a garden or a yard, we encourage you to stimulate them daily and, whenever possible, take them with you to new and amazing places. They will enjoy it like never before. Next, why does my dog pee when I try to pet him? Have you ever wondered that? I've seen that many times. This is from Josie F. Turner at AnimalWised. She writes, there are many reasons a dog may need to pee. Of course, needing to empty their bladder is the most obvious one. However, the way a dog pees speaks a lot about their well-being and personality. As territorial animals, dogs will urinate in any area they want to dominate. This is controlled and is natural behavior in canines. On the contrary, if a dog pees when you try to pet him, you should know that this is not typical and there will be a reason behind which we will need to be addressed. If you want to know why your dog pees when you try to pet him, you need to consider all factors. It could be a sign there is a physiological problem. However, mental stress may also contribute to the problem. AnimalWise sets out to the possible causes to help you know what to do to prevent it in the future. As we said in the introduction, urination is a natural process for dogs. However, if you are worried about a puppy peeing when you pet them, This is different. They are still getting to grips with their world and their bodily functions. Puppies begin to have bladder control at around 15 to 20 days. However, it will take between 4 and 8 weeks to learn how to pee on a newspaper. Between 3 and 6 months of life, they will be able to go outside and be toilet trained properly. This delay in taking them outside is in part due to a need to wait for their initial vaccination schedule to be completed. Incontinence in dogs. There are different disorders which manifest themselves in inappropriate urination. Urinary tract infections such as cystitis and urethritis can lead to incontinence directly. However, there are less obvious problems which may also be the cause. This is why it is important to make the distinction between general incontinence and peeing only when you pet them. If your dog exhibits the former, it is important to see a veterinarian. They will be able to prepare the right tests and create an accurate diagnosis. Following this, they will also provide the correct treatment options. The most common test will be a blood test or an ultrasound. Lack of handling during socialization. As a dog grows and develops, socialization needs to occur for a healthy adolescence and later life. This is a stage where puppies learn how to be with other dogs, other animals, and human beings. If this process is missed or is inadequate, it can lead to multiple behavioral problems later in life. If the dog suffers abuse during this time, then the likelihood is increased further. In terms of petting your pooch, if they have not gone through the necessary socialization, they will likely develop a fear of being touched. One manifestation of this might be peeing in fear when petted. If we adopt an adult dog, it is often impossible to know the quality of their socialization if there was any to begin with. It is not uncommon for rescued dogs to be incontinent, especially when faced with a stressful situation. Equally, their lack of socialization can lead to peeing when they are excited or happy because they have not had the proper training to control it. Excuse me. Sensory deprivation syndrome. Socialization is not just in terms of handling. There are also environmental factors to consider. If a dog has not been let out of the house when they were younger, they may develop sensory deprivation syndrome. Not being allowed out early enough can lead to an inability to adapt to new situations and environments. Dogs kept for breeding or those locked away in cages may suffer in particular. It is also a frequent cause of Noah's syndrome. In general, dogs which suffer from sensory deprivation syndrome are unable to relate naturally to strangers and may panic in the face of certain stimuli. The dog may even urinate when not touched. Negative experiences, fears, and phobias. As we have commented on previously, dogs may develop fears after the initial socialization process ends. From then on, these negative experiences may begin to affect them emotionally. They can develop behavior as a response to these fears, urinating when you pet your dog being one of them. These fears may develop into phobias, which are especially complicated to treat and may be permanent. It's also important to consider the possibility of genetic influences on this behavior. If the parental dogs of your dog had phobias and fears which cause difficulty, it is more likely that your dog will also have inherited them. A dog which experiences acute fear will try to avoid conflict. This may mean fleeing a situation, remaining completely motionless, or attacking out of confusion. These are indications of fear, but there are maybe other factors to consider. Scolding our dogs when they pee may not be an effective way to stop this behavior. In fact, it is more likely to aggravate the situation. It has been demonstrated that these harsh techniques cause fear and stress in dogs. This can lead to them peeing when you pet them because you have put the fear into them. The use of positive reinforcement will not only help prevent incontinence, but also strengthen the bond between you. Emotional factors. Conversely, It is sometimes a strong bond, which can lead to peeing when you pet them. Our dogs can create a strong emotional attachment, which we may think is healthy, but which may actually be an unhelpful dependence. This is often the case with dogs who develop separation anxiety. You can see this if your dog gets overexcited when they see you and pee when you pet them. In these situations, it is important to maintain calm, reduce their anxiety, and normalize your coming and going. What can I do if my dog urinates when I pet him? If you have ruled out any disease, it might be necessary to go to a canine behavior expert or ethologist. Their advanced knowledge of canine behavior, as well as their advanced ability to communicate with them, allows them to better assess their emotional and psychological state. They can also advise on ways to prevent incontinence or provide specialized training sessions to deal with the problem. It is important to note that not all dogs will be able to overcome these fears. Unfortunately, the combination of genetic predisposition and neglect or inappropriate education can lead to permanent incontinence problems. With others, however, you may see that dealing with the problem is relatively simple. How to prevent your dog from urinating when you pet them? Start by not forcing the dog to interact with people. The dog must always be the one to take the initiative. Avoid punishment, even if your dog urinates in front of you. It can exacerbate the situation. Ensure your interactions are predictable and repetitive, otherwise they may become confused more easily. Respect the dog when he hides, be patient and not overbearing. Incorporate synthetic hormones into the training to help with anxiety. Maintain a relaxed posture so as to not be overbearing. Approaching them sideways can also be helpful. Avoid looking them in the eye, chasing or yelling at them, and offer treats or toys and use a soft, relaxing voice. Place a carrier or dog bed near where you train them to provide a safe space if they need to get away. Keep up the routine, provide an enriched environment, take them on walks, and take gradual steps. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.